You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com. You can listen to our podcast, sign up for our mailing list, and do all that fun stuff. But really, a lot of you are at sexwithemily.com right now watching the show. We so appreciate everyone for signing up for being a Friends with Benefits member. What does that mean? If you're my Friends with Benefits, you get so many benefits beyond what is imaginable. You get free shows every day. We are doing 5 shows a week for an hour. You get on-demand content, videos that are specially made for you, and you get free toy giveaways. Every week we're doing giveaways, and we've got blogs, we've got videos, we've got so much happening on the website. So everyone needs to check that out and support the show. We so appreciate it. It is 15 cents a day. I mean, what is that? That's not for better sex. Don't you think that 15 cents a day is worth better sex? I do personally, because how's your sex life? You're listening to Sex with Emily. Clearly you need some help, right? Okay, so that's awesome. So thanks everyone. Today's show, okay, I'm like beyond excited for today's show. I have to take a deep breath. Okay, today's show, there's so much. We are chock full with content. We've got lots of people in the studio. We've got guests. We've got a lot going on. Today's show, okay, we'll be reading some of your emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. You can also go online. You know, right now it's really easy. On my new website, there's an Ask Emily button, so it's just really easy to send me your questions. Some of the topics today include pegging, penis size, sex videos with an ex, female masturbation, the female orgasm, and multiple orgasms. We'll also be talking about, okay, so I've been talking about this for a few weeks, that our interns are doing sex toy reviews. So our sponsor, Adam and Eve, who we love, sent them some sex toys. They got to pick what they wanted. And today, Kelsey is going to be doing her review of her sex toys. One of them she wore on the BART train. She wore it on the way to work. And she's going to talk about that. And her sex toys. So thank you to Good Vibrations. Thank you to Adam and Eve. Where the hell did that come from? Thank you to Adam and Eve. If anyone wants to go to adamandeve.com, you use coupon code Emily at checkout, and you get 50% off most items, plus 3 adult DVDs and free shipping and all this great stuff for Adam and Eve, like any sex toy you want. So please go there and support our sponsor. Okay, and I also have to say that that's what we're doing. We got a contest, too, that is going on. Every week we have a contest. So this week our contest is we're going to be giving away a free toy next week. And our contest is, what is the best sex tip, right? Is that right? What is the best sex tip that you've ever gotten or that you think that you possess? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com, or you can do it through this website and just say question for the, you know, so we know it's for the show. So, or sex tip at the top. And so we know that that's what you're talking about. Okay, my other guest in the studio today is Dr. Sarah. Hi. How are you, doctor? And she's newly doctor. She's a sexologist. We're in school together. And also Rena, who's a good friend of hers and sometimes sex partner.
Hi.
How are you? Good to see you. And Dr. Sarah is not only a sexologist, she's also a professional dominatrix.
Yeah.
True that, baby. We all went out. They're staying with me at my house, so it's been quite interesting. And we all went out to Castro last night. We're going to talk about that because I haven't even heard all their stories yet. And we just have a lot to talk about. We're going to be – and I think with you guys, I mean, I was like, they're like, well, what are we going to talk about? We were at dinner last night. And here's just some things that they brought up to me. They've had threesomes together that included fisting.
Mm-hmm. They've had more than 3.
Oh, sorry. They've had orgies together. Let's just say that. Uh-huh. They use Adult Friend Finder often to find mates, partners. So we're going to go, what makes a successful threesome or orgy or whatever? We're in sex tips for oral sex. Just, you can't even imagine what we're going to get into.
Fisting, yeah.
Fisting.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. Do you know that's like apparently Menace, who's usually here, talks about fisting as being the most popular search term on Google.
No kidding.
Yeah, can you believe?
What?
Oh, no. So you guys are going to talk about it today. So that's what we're going to do. And what else do I have to tell you here? So, also, tweeting. Okay, so one of our interns is going on a blind date tonight, and she is going to be doing live tweeting from Sex with Emily all about her blind date. So you got to check that out. If you're not following me on Twitter yet, it's Sex with Emily, and you can also find my fan page at Sex with Emily. And my new app, if you haven't checked it out yet, is Kegel Camp, and it's the best exercise you're not doing. Kegel exercises are so important for men and women. It'll completely enhance your sex life. We've been getting great feedback on that, and everyone loves it. You can get that in the iTunes store. Okay, so today's show, I think we should just start with the sex toy review. What do you think, Kelsey? Come over here.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Kelsey.
Am I in shot?
Okay, let's move you in. Okay. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi, how's
it
going?
Hi, sweet girl. My corrupted interns. So she's experienced some things. Okay, talk to me about your sex toy experience. So what sex toys did you order from adamandeve.com?
I actually got this butterfly. It's called the purple Venus butterfly.
Okay.
And you kind of just strap it on yourself, so it's pretty cool. And then I also got a bullet.
Okay.
And I'm actually going to save the last one as a surprise.
Okay, the last surprise, because it is
very strongly about it.
Okay, it's like her new BFF, the sex toy.
Okay,
so talk to me about the butterfly.
Okay, so I actually wore the butterfly on the BART the other day.
Okay, the BART is the train in San Francisco that you, it's like a subway that you take.
I take the BART every day for about a half hour, and I was like, I'm really bored. Like, how do I, you know, spice things up on the BART?
Right, the commute.
And there's always these really, like, hot guys going to work in the morning. Mm-hmm. They're about to get off in the financial district. So I put it on, and I strapped it on, and it was the one day that there were no attractive guys on the BART. None of them.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
And the only open seat was, like, homeless people? The worst, you know? So I sat down, I turned it on, and this lady was staring at me. And she knew.
You think she knew because she was like going.
Yeah, let me show you this thing. It's not quiet. Like it.
It's not bad though. It's not like the other one we're going to show in a minute.
The BART noise is like. So at the same time.
Right. So this straps around your legs.
Yeah, you
strap
it around.
So this goes around your legs, and it's a butterfly. That's
it's
cute.
It's powerful. Like,
it is powerful. That's
this
good.
This butterfly is not weak. Like,
did you get – okay, so how does it compare to other vibrators that you've used?
I thought it was fun just because I could take it somewhere.
Right, and you
I
wear could, it. It's like
yeah,
an accessory.
Yeah, I think like with vibrators, it's like there's a vibrator for every situation. Like the bullet I got, I actually use this during sex.
Oh, wow.
And because it's not very intimidating and it's like, okay, I'm not competing with your penis. I'm just, you know.
Right.
Did you climax on the BART?
That was my next question.
I was getting off the BART. No. And I
You're getting
get off
on the BART.
I actually did not. It was kind of sad. I got a little weird because the people around me were making me feel a little awkward.
Right.
So.
It was probably in your mind. But have you had an orgasm from this? Did you try it later?
I did not, but I will tell you what I've had an orgasm from.
Okay.
Actually.
Go ahead. So this is the next toy she got from Adam and Eve. It is the Hitachi Magic Wand.
Bam.
This is the most okay.
This is awesome.
This is the tractor. This is the tractor of all vibrators. It is like a
it
tractor.
Is like
it's like a
turbojet.
Human. It's
and
turbojet.
That is what I need because I'm not one of those girls that are like, my clit is so sensitive, like it just, you know, just come. No, it's not me at all. I need like full power, like, and this plugs into the wall. And I have a plug right behind my bed.
Perfect.
And I'm like, My wall was made for, you know, I didn't even know what I was missing.
Exactly.
Was like
you're like, I could plug in my laptop.
Magic wand. So I plugged it in, and I feel like my sex life was actually saved. Like, that sounds ridiculous, but I'm like, I'm realizing the sexuality that I can't get when I have, you know.
When you're with a guy?
Yeah, and it's like it's my own personal experience with sex. And
so, wow, what kind of experiences did you have?
Really intense one. I actually had to take a break because I, like, look at this. This is not messing around. Like,
wow, it's serious. Did you do on the high or the low?
I started off in the low.
Right? That always happens. You start with the low and then
like,
you never go back.
I was like, okay, okay. And then I was like, I can do this. And, like, actually had to give myself a pep talk during it. Because I was like, you can handle it. You can handle it. And I was like, oh, God, I can handle it. Like, and it worked out. But it was very intense.
I was afraid she wasn't going to come to work the next day after she got it.
Yeah. But I thought about trying it this morning, you know, a little wake up.
Oh, yeah, that would wake you up.
But then I didn't have
time.
So
what was the orgasm like? Like, how was it different than other orgasms?
It was, like, almost painful. It was so, you know, it was like...
It was painful. It was so good.
It was like I was just like overcome, you know? And I was just like while I was using it, I felt like, oh my God, do I need to turn this off? Like, can I even handle this? But it was amazing. And then I was able to handle it. And it was just like, I don't know. It was like this wave of like this like one really good time would come in and I would just be like really into it. And I just love the power. Like, the plug is worth the power because, like, you have to plug it in the wall and everyone's like, oh, no. But, you know, this is for me. Like, I can't pull this out during sex. Like, that would be...
But you can. Yeah, you can.
You think?
Dr.
Oh,
Sarah?
Yeah.
You think I can pull the magic wand?
Yeah, let's... What about
sex?
Some of your guys' experiences with the...
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the only time I've actually ever used the Hitachi is with groups of people. But the wall, which is another plug-in vibrator, I mean, I don't know, because I go crazy with the plug-in. Like, I will have crazy orgasms, and it's awesome. And I think when my partners pull that out and see that, then they can appreciate it.
Okay.
Right.
Maybe.
You
know?
Okay. You can. Because you think that some guys are intimidated. It's clitoral stimulation. It is clitoral stimulation. You don't stick it inside you. It's external use.
And if somebody's intimidated by your sexual pleasure, like, that's something to keep in mind that, okay, that's probably an
issue. They gotta go. I live in a house with a bunch of guys, and everyone found out about it.
Oh, I wonder how.
Oh, yeah. I talk about sex sometimes. It's kind of awkward.
That's how she got the job. When I was interviewing, she's like, I'm the one. No, that's not the only reason. But she's like, I'm the one who talks about sex with all my friends. Da, da, da. I'm like, you're perfect. That's great.
But, yeah, it's great. Yeah, some of the guys thought that it was – they were like, you put this inside of you? I was like, God,
oh,
no.
Oh, right. That's what they think, because when you think of vibrator, but it really is for clitoral stimulation, which is how many women orgasm. Most women can have orgasms that way if they're orgasmic, which we hope they are, and this can help them. So I think the Hitachi Magic Wand has saved many a sex life, and I'm glad it
really
saved yours.
Really changed my sex life.
I know. That's awesome. So good.
And it's great for the balls, too. Like, guys can put that on the tip of their penis and things like that and go crazy as well.
It sounds kind of intense.
You put it on the tip of their penis and their balls?
Yeah, you can put it on their balls. You can put it on the perineum. You can use it as men can use vibrators as well.
Of course, right.
Absolutely.
So what other vibrators have you used with men?
I've used my wall. I've used the Hitachi or just even like the bullet vibrator and things like that. You can put that on a cock ring, you know, and that's just – it's another kind of stimulation. And so
men really like vibration.
That.
They think they won't, but when they do, like, the vibrating cock rings and stuff like that, they're like, oh, my God, this feels amazing.
Yeah.
So maybe one day, maybe just take you a few months.
Yeah.
No rush, no crush.
No rush.
And then you can
now
whip
it up.
For
now, it's just for me.
Right. That's so good. Cool. I love it, Kels. Okay. Anything else? Anything else?
No, I'm
just your new best friend.
Thanks, Adam and Eve, for letting me have all these sex toys. Like,
yeah.
And
there's more to come. Every week we're going to – probably every week an intern's going to be doing a little review.
Yeah.
So I so appreciate it. That's great. You're awesome. And enjoy.
Yay.
And
awesome.
don't be late for work because you're using the vibrator.
Because
that could be a problem.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, if I take it on the BART, then I don't have to be late.
Exactly. I love that you took this on BART. That way to go. You should get something for that. Okay, a medal. All right. That's awesome. Thanks.
All right, cool. Well, thanks
Kelsey.
For having me on.
Awesome. Thanks for doing the review and for being so honest and open about it. Hitachi Magic Wand, everyone.
Hitachi
I don't know
Magic
what I'll
Wand.
Say. It's my favorite. I drilled a hole in behind my nightstand so I could plug. So it's always plugged into the wall because my plug is there. So it doesn't like look like there's. I didn't want like a plug coming out. So it's just like plugged into the wall permanently. That might happen to you one day. You might be drilling holes in places you never thought just so your Hitachi Magic Wand can be easy to grasp.
It needs to have one of those vacuum cords that you can like. You know, it'll suck back into the
exactly.
toy.
Exactly. So. Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be good. Like hair dryers have that.
Yeah.
Okay. You're right. It's not a bad thing. Okay. Thank you
all
so
right,
much.
Awesome.
That's
thank you.
Awesome. Okay. Kelsey, that was our first intern review. Let me know what y'all know and what you think about it. And go buy one now at Adam and Eve and use coupon code Emily. And you get half off. Okay. Okay. So there's some other things I need to talk about here before we get into God knows what we're going to get into with these girls here, these women here, the doctor. Yeah. Come over here. Come over here, Dr. Sarah. Sarah and I go to school together. Dr. Sarah, what
Hi.
Up? How you
what
doing,
up?
Sweetie? How you doing, doctor? Congratulations.
Fucking awesome.
She
can
is
I use
a.
The F word?
Yeah, you can use the F word. You can totally use the F word. You can use the F word. And first, let me talk about our poll. We have a poll on the site every day. So we want everyone to go there and vote. And this poll result is, besides touch, which sense is the most pleasurable during sex?
Mm.
So 11% said smell. 14% said taste, 34% said sound, and 41% said sight. I think sight is what I would think. Like, that's visually you get turned on. A lot of men, more than women maybe.
So,
Are you surprised
smell,
by that?
Well, no.
I need the smell to be turned on to someone. Like, I need to like a man's smell or a person's smell.
Yeah, totally. I can, if I smell somebody, that can be enough to arouse me.
Right. Okay,
you know,
I agree. I'm totally down with that. Okay, so that's our poll results. 41%. Okay, new poll. What's your favorite sex position? Missionary, doggy style, woman on top, reverse cowgirl. Go and vote right now on our website. Go check out the poll. Okay, let's get into some emails. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I think that you would be well-equipped to answer a lot of these emails now that you're a doctor. She's a sexologist. Would you like to just tell a little bit about yourself and your background?
Yeah, sure. So I have a doctorate in human sexuality now from the Institute for the Advanced Study of Human Sexuality. I'm a pro-dom, so dominatrix for pay, and I've been doing that for 6 years now. I participate in the scene. My husband by choice, who's a gay man, so I call him my husband because he's totally gay and won't fuck me, but we're in love, so it's like a hetero marriage. Just won Mr. Leather Colorado. So I'd like to start looking into doing Miss Leather Colorado.
Wow.
Yeah, participating in the scene.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Miss Leather Colorado. Yeah. Do you have just a whole, like, closet filled with leather goods?
Not completely filled. I like vinyl too. I have some leather. You know, you have to earn your leathers and things like that, so it's a little bit more difficult.
Okay, didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So, but yeah.
Okay. And how do you identify sexually?
Queer. So to me, queer means basically that I'm all encompassing. People usually say they fall for a person as opposed to like genitals or gender identity or anything like that. So
you're with men and women.
Oh yeah, I'm just horny.
She'll fuck anything that walks.
I love it. Including you, Reno.
No, you don't have to walk.
But who
True.
Would,
you don't have to be funny.
You don't have to walk, exactly.
Yeah, no,
right, that's discriminating. If they don't walk, it's fine too.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for that background. So everyone knows she is an expert here and she can, how she's going to, we're gonna all going to do emails. Okay. Hi, Emily. You're obviously funny, intelligent, extremely beautiful, open, and fun. Okay, I like ego boosts,
wow, yeah.
Okay? Your variety of interests like sex toys, foreplay is a no-brainer. You'll make your partner grin like a kid getting Christmas presents. Who wouldn't be? I listened to your anal sex Friday. That was last Friday. I'm into arse play. I have nothing against anal sex if my partner's happy with it. I know you say missionary is best for beginners, and I agree. I don't know if I said that, but doggy takes time to get comfortable, and arse play, which I am now, relaxing my mind helps most. I'm considering pegging if the partner wants to explore it, assuming she takes my penis in her butt as well as with a strap on. I'm not gay, nor am I concerned someone will think strap on sex is gay. It's fun for both and she gets her kicks out of it, so why not? I'm interested to know what you think about pegging. Does it add to the fun, intimacy, and or trust in a relationship, for example? Have a great weekend from Tom. So do you want to talk about pegging, what pegging is?
Yeah, so pegging is basically usually female bodied folks or women strapping it on a fucking guy in the ass.
With a dildo. It's a strap on with a dildo. And then, so a lot of people, so let's just talk about that for a second. People think, oh, he's gay if a man wants it. But how many men, I'm sure in your practice that you see for professional dom, do they want that or is that separate?
Oh, yeah. That's probably, I would say number one would probably be pegging. Because it's like, I had one guy explain it to me as it's the ultimate form of submission. You know, basically reversing the roles and the ultimate form of, you know, how a man can be the most feminized or, you know, because they associate submission with being female, unfortunately, is taking a cock. So, yeah, and then pissing would be like second.
What, they piss, they want you to piss on them
mm-hmm.
and
yeah,
you do that.
That's humiliation. And
how can you explain the psychology? Okay, so it's BDSM. So could you explain what that is to some people if they
so
don't
know? Bondage, domination, submission, sadomasochism, kind of in a nutshell. So, you know, that's it's so many things. A lot of times people say it's kind of like any kinky stuff, which is, I would say kinky is basically, you call the people kinky when they're more kinky than you. So anything that's non-normative behavior, which
right.
I hate that, I mean, that term, but kind of in a nutshell.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when Tom asks here, does it add to the fun, intimacy, and or trust in a relationship, for example? Have a great weekend, Emily. Okay, whatever. Does it add to the fun, intimacy, and or trust in a relationship?
100%. And I tell women usually when I have friends tell me, like, you know, this guy wants to fuck me in the ass or whatever, I usually say do it to them first. Because until you do it to somebody, until you have it done to you as a male or as somebody who's going to receive anal or who's going to give, I guess, anal penetration, it's – you've got to know what's going on. You got to know what it feels like so that you know how, you know, what kind of pressure to use, how hard to go, how fast to go, everything. I mean, you, in order to understand that the best and most effective, you know, get it done to you.
So most men, I mean, men experience a lot of pleasure that way and it doesn't mean that they're gay. So what about...
So funny.
I can't believe
people are still thinking that way.
Yes,
I mean,
well, honey, we're in another world in our sex school and what I do. We realize that, but it's not. I think every man should try it.
I usually say, like, licking pussy doesn't make me gay, but enjoying it does. No, I'm just kidding. but yeah, that's it, having anything in your ass is not going to change your sexual orientation.
Exactly. So, it might just enhance it.
Your prostate, I mean, is very similar to the G-spot in women. And so how do you access that? Through the ass.
All right. Yeah. So, Tom, go for it and let us know how it goes. Seriously.
Yeah,
I want to hear all about it.
The power, I think, for a woman when she straps it on, I mean, it puts you into an entirely different mindset.
What
so,
does it feel like?
Oh, I mean, the first time I ever put a cock on, I was really young, but it was so strange because I felt literally, I mean, I think like your pussy is such a vulnerable space and we're constantly taught like you can be assaulted and things like that. And so when I put this cock on, I was just like, I felt in control and powerful, which was really freaky at the time, and I don't feel that way now usually, but I kind of felt like invincible, and I felt, I don't know, I felt like I had the capability of almost hurting somebody else, which is really fucked up and really weird, but it was an interesting experience.
Amazing. What were you going to say, Rena?
I think also, like, part of how anal sex with men can create intimacy is it really gives the man an experience with what it feels like to be penetrated.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Most men have never
exactly
been penetrated, and it's a really intense feeling. It also requires a lot of trust, which is kind of a given for women. They're always putting that kind of trust in,
right,
even if they're not really cognizant of that. But, I mean, in my experience, when I've had anal sex with men, it's really built our intimacy because they have this whole other understanding mm-hmm. of what it means to give up that trust and what it means to be penetrated and sort of taken over in that way. And that can be really erotic, too, to give that to your partner and be able to also – something that men are really – I think a lot of men are inexperienced with is – submitting to letting someone else give them pleasure.
Right.
Taking on not necessarily, I mean, it's not just submission, but kind of laying back and letting someone do you.
Right.
You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Yeah. Like, it's such a, right. Usually they're doing all the doing.
Yeah. Right. And it's a great thing. You know, I love like being able to like be penetrated and like sit back and be like, yeah, you know, take me on a ride.
Yeah.
And it's really fun, I think, for a lot of guys to be able to be on that ride.
Right. So. Exactly.
And giving up some of that social stigma too is so liberating. Mm-hmm. So if you can get over that whole, is this making me gay or whatever, versus just like, this is going to be fun and sexual
hot
and hot
chick and she's screwing
and she's gonna
me.
Fuck me. Yeah,
exactly.
That was awesome. Anyway.
Okay. That's awesome. I wish they were here for Anal Sex Friday. We'll have to do it again next time you're in town. Okay, hi, Emily. This isn't the usual penis sex size. This isn't the usual boring penis size question, so don't hit delete. Okay, don't hit delete. I'm actually average size, and my girlfriend says she's satisfied with our sex life, but for some reason I get really excited when my girlfriend makes fun of my penis and says I'm small. She doesn't really get it, but plays along, and it's really hot. My ultimate fantasy would be a group of fully clothed girls, my girlfriend included, conducting a size contest on several guys and me coming up last. My question is, why would this be sexy? It doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. Normally, guys like to be praised as being big and impressive. Yet, I find being teased and mocked to be sexier. Have you ever heard of this before? I would like to understand it, least of all, so I can help my girlfriend understand and feel comfortable that she isn't hurting me in any way. I love the show and listen regularly. Thanks always, James from Miami, Florida. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hand this one over to Sarah, because I think that's Dr. Sarah, because I think like this has a lot to do with BDSM. You probably have a lot of clients who are into this. So talk about the shame. Talk about why that would be a turn on for him. And how he can explain to his girlfriend.
I'll kind of say something, but Rena, I know, actually has somebody right now who loves that.
Okay,
who wants,
great. I love you guys are like a little fucking girl.
We're like, oh, yeah.
Perfect.
But I definitely, it's definitely, it's humiliation. It's humiliation. I mean, number one, and I'll probably pass it on to you, but I think, you know, sometimes, I mean, that's what, you know, the people who pay me to dominate them, usually it's a form of, they want to be humiliated. And that's ultimate. You know, we're so concerned with size in this culture that, you know, humiliation.
Can you talk about the connection between humiliation and eroticism? Because
I think there's pretty much a connection to anything and everything we do and eroticism, like, and sexuality. I mean, eating something or something like that can be a sexual thing. We can turn everything sexy. I think it's kind of based on the individual person on how they take something and eroticize it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like for him, there's nothing wrong with him at all.
Not at all. And it could be a million different things. It could have been something that he's experienced before. You know, it could be that he just likes to be kind of like that, humiliated and just, you know, oh my God, that's the smallest dick I've ever seen. And maybe it's also rewarding to be the smallest dick or whatever and still be able to fuck that chick.
Right, exactly.
Would be fun. I don't know. I would dig that. But I'm going to pass it to Rena because I think a situation right now.
Oh my God,
with a guy who
I love
wants
that you're
this.
In this situation. Yeah. I mean, yeah, tell
well,
me.
Well, I was in a situation. I was seeing a guy who had a small penis and he loved to like, I would just like, I have this huge dildo. And he would just, like, jerk off to it. Like, he thought it was so erotic to him to, like, watch porn with men with big penises or to see me fuck myself with a huge dildo. And I think, you know, part of that is, like, the submission,
right.
of that. Here's this guy, you know, he's a professional. He's dominant in his life all of the time. And to be put in a situation where feels kind of powerless. I think for a lot of, you know, a lot of straight women and, you know, other people who experience, like, aspects of submission in their life, that there's definitely erotic to be in a role that isn't dominant.
Right.
Someone else is controlling you. They're the ones in power of your sexuality, and there's something that's really erotic about giving up that sort of power. And I think that part of it is,
especially for men in our society who
don't experience that a lot, and that can become really sexual. So here's this woman, and she's like telling you you're a, you know, dirty slut, or that your penis is too small to satisfy her. That's, I mean, to me, I wondered for a long time, like, okay, so why is that turning him on? I don't know exactly, but it's going into your, you know, it goes into your brain and it hits your little sex receptors
in your brain.
Why does that, like, turn you on?
And it doesn't matter. Why does
bestiality turn people on? Yeah. Why does any kinky stuff turn people on? It's just, you know, it's activating your sex thoughts. Yeah. And I think that really experimenting with power, submission, and also, I think that's a big thing for men who are in power a lot in their lives, to give that up, to feel smaller than, less than, is this, it's like another sensual experience, kind of like any other sensory experience. Mm-hmm. It's messing with your mind in a way that can be a really big turn on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you could say, why does oral sex turn somebody on? Because we can argue that, like, well, sex is for procreation or whatever. So why does any non-procreative sex turn somebody on? I mean, it's like anything. We can make everything erotic, and there's nothing wrong with that.
And I think there is a lot to say about, like, I mean, a lot of your clients, for example, if you're professional dominatrix, or if you're just tuning in, we are talking to Dr. Sarah. She's a sexologist. She's also a classmate of mine when I go to class, which I haven't been to lately.
Eventually, right.
I am going to be Dr. Emily soon, but it's just taking me a little longer because I have a show to do. But she's also – and I'm here with her friend Rena, and Rena is – they're going to be talking about their sex life. They've had a lot of fun together. They've had threesomes and moresomes and fisting and fun things that we're going to talk about in a second. So thanks for joining the show. If you are just joining us, and we're answering some emails right now, but I wanted to say something to you, Dr. Sarah, about, I love saying Dr. Sarah,
I love
so hot.
Too.
So about, she just graduated, which is awesome. So about, so a lot of your clients, would you say, what would you say is, and we're going to get into more about what you do later, but like to speak to this, like most of your clients want to be submissive because in their life that is sort of the stereotypical thing that men are always in power. They're always in power. They're not submissive. They're not evolutionary speaking. Like men are supposed to be in charge, and most are like, they're like, it's not cool. It's not seen. They're not put in situations often where they can be submissive. So that's why it just becomes like this totally different sexualized things, because there are not many points in their life where they are in the job. They could be, you know, dominant. They could be the boss. They could be the husband. They, you know, with kids and have all these responsibilities that men have and women. But men typically are seen more as the ones who are the dominant. So when they get in the bedroom or what they want, they pay you. It's like, I just want to let go of all my responsibility of pleasing a woman and just you take over. Yeah, it's awesome. Okay. Hi, Emily. Before asking you anything, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for all your good tips. You're doing an awesome good. So here's a situation. I like just saying sitch. I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years, and we are now engaged. The other day, I found 3 CDs in his gym bag, was doing laundry, and 2 of them contained pictures of his old trips and videos of him and his exes having sex. The other CD was pictures of us and the sex video we made 2 years ago. I trust my boyfriend with all my heart, but why do you think he keeps those videos with his exes? Should I tell him that I found them? I have no idea what to do or how to react. Should I just let it go? Does he keep them just as a trophy or something? Thanks, Emily. I know you will help me. Dana from Ottawa, Ontario. That's a tough one, Dana. I mean, no, I think that men do. I think he probably, it was in his gym bag. He's still watching it. I think that men make sex tapes so they can watch them later and turn them on. I don't think, you know, just like watching porn. I don't think that he's doing it. I don't think he's cheating on you. I don't think he's doing it any other way. But I'm assuming that he just still uses it as part of his traveling porn collection.
Ask. Number one, I think if you have that communication, say, hey, I found these videos. Do they still turn you on? What do you, like, you know, do you like them? And also be aware that if you're going to make a sex tape with somebody, that could end up anywhere. So if you're going to make a sex tape with somebody, you know, make sure that you know that you're consenting that this can possibly be posted on YouTube or whatever. Right. So But yeah, I agree. I don't think that he's necessarily cheating or anything like that. But if you ask, you can bring
it up. I would just ask, and you were cleaning out his gym bag or whatever, and you found it. I think that there's nothing wrong with asking. I wouldn't let it go because you might be interesting to find his answer. I mean, he might just say, oh, I didn't realize it was in there, which could be a lie. Or he might just tell you, yeah, sometimes I watch him, and then you guys can go from there and see what he says about it. But I know, like, Menace, who's usually here, he's not here today, but he has a bunch of sex tapes. I'm sure he watches them of Bob's girlfriend.
Really?
He has a bunch of porn.
He says he's taken porn.
He's taken videos. Yeah. But yeah, be careful. And honey, be careful, Dana, with yours too. Because I know he's your boyfriend now, but if you break up, some other girl might be finding your sex tape in his gym bag. So I just want to say, like, make sure that you find the original or something, and you keep it, and or you confiscate that one. Okay. So I would just I would talk to him about it that you found it. I don't think it's a big deal. You've been together for a while, and
I mean, you can bring it up in a way of like, hey, I found our sex tape. I found these other ones too. I was just wondering. You know, what's up with that?
Yeah, what's up with that? Like, do you watch them? What
do you
think?
Do you make copies of them? Do you sell them?
Exactly. Exactly. I think, honey, I think when you say, should I let it go? I think in relationships, you've been with your boyfriend for a while, you can't let things like that go.
Yeah.
You're never going to let it go.
No.
Honey, so just take care of it. Okay. This is a long one. Ready? Hi, Emily. My name is Mike. I'm married and I live in Utah. I love to listen to your podcast when I'm out of town for work. It makes the time go by quickly. Me and my wife have been married for 11 years. My wife just isn't into masturbation. We have a healthy and imaginative sex life, and we are willing to try anything with each other. For a long time, I encouraged my wife to masturbate more for a few reasons. I agree with what you say about everyone needing to explore their own sexuality and learn what makes them feel good. And let's be honest, I find the image of my wife pleasing herself very hot. Mm-hmm. The thing is, she isn't into it. We brought several great brand name toys, books, etc., and she tries, takes her time to herself, sets the mood, relaxes. And while she finds it pleasurable and relaxing, she just doesn't reach orgasm. Only one time in the shower with the nozzle, she was able to reach orgasm without any help from me. Any suggestions? Keep it up. We love the show. Come to Salt Lake and eat at Red Rock Brewery sometime.
Nice.
Done and done. Mike in Salt Lake City. So, okay, that's interesting. So he wants her to masturbate more in front of him. It sounds like she did it once with the nozzle, and she's just not into it. Mm-hmm. So I would say that if you guys are having a good sex life, I know that you want her to. I mean, I'm wondering if she has some shame around it or she feels like masturbating in front of you, it embarrasses her. I'm not sure. You could try to make her feel more comfortable with it. But I don't see the problem here.
Yeah. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Like, yeah. I mean, I think we try to make a lot of problems with sex. And I don't really – if she's not into it, she's not into it. You can't, like, force her to be into it. And if you're having a good sex life and she just might not be into masturbation, that might not be something that you guys try together, mutual masturbation. And I think it's all okay.
And it's not something that – it doesn't sound like she's compromising in the sense of if you want to say to her – you know, I'm going to watch you touch yourself or something like that. It's not really compromising. Like, it doesn't sound like she doesn't enjoy herself. But, you know, some people, that's not their
It's not her thing to try, but so good for her. But she did it with the nozzle.
Yeah.
Nozzle's great.
Nozzle is great.
So I wouldn't say that there's a problem. Was that his only question? I think so, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Hello, hello. I'm married to my beautiful wife of 8 years. Though our sex life is good, it's not great. Over the last couple of weeks after dirty texting with my wife is when she disclosed that she's never had an orgasm through sex. I was shocked. Do you know specific positions to achieve this goal? I've tried the legs up with the pillow, no success. I don't mind bringing in toys to make our sex life exciting. I mentioned to make our own home flick, and she sounded game. I've started listening to your show over the last 2 weeks, and I enjoy it thoroughly. Menace is funny. P.S. What is pre-gaming? Skeeter from Atlanta. Hey, Skeeter, what's up? Okay, so pre-gaming, first of all, something that Menace always talks about, that he masturbates before he has sex. Because then he won't come as quickly when he's actually having intercourse. So he pre-games. That's what pre-gaming is. And that can help
some
men.
I can just see him doing that.
Menace?
I'm sorry. Yeah, oh yeah.
I know,
pre-ejaculate.
Right?
I can just watch. I can picture
but
him pre-ejaculate.
That helps for some men, right? Like to masturbate first?
Oh, uh-huh. Sure. It helps for women, too, to get you aroused.
So what about specific positions to help her? Well, first we have to know how she orgasms. So does she know her own body? How does she orgasm when she masturbates? Do you know that? Has she ever had an orgasm? I'm assuming that she's already had one. I'm assuming that she's had an orgasm before, but you're saying that you're bummed because she doesn't have it during intercourse, which only 30% of women do have them during actual penetration without help from – without clitoral stimulation. They could use a little bullet vibrator or something like that. So – but there are certain positions. Are there any positions that come to mind? that you'd like to share?
Well, I mean, that's the thing is, I think how you said that's perfect is how does she orgasm? And she probably needs some sort of clitoral stimulation. I mean, that's how women orgasm is through some sort of clitoral stimulation. Even if you're having penetrative sex only, it could be the position of where the clitoris is on the body and things like that, or where you're like friction and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So I would say the number one rule is you're responsible for your own orgasm. So she needs to be the one who's trying to get herself off, and right. if that means that she needs to touch her clitoris during intercourse. And for me, I love doing I don't even know what you call it, missionary, but where he's actually sitting almost on his knees but I'm on my back. That makes sense.
It's like the coital alignment technique kind of thing. Is he up the cat?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the cat technique where he moves up a little more and his pelvis is a little above you?
Ooh. No, he's leaning, like if he was just standing on his knees like this and then I was on, so like he's just on his knees, you know, and then I'm on my back.
Right.
So then I can, like,
I have access.
So his pelvis is not in the way, so I can actually touch my clitoris. I love that. Because then I'm, like, relaxed, and I'm like, yeah, you can do all the work, and I'll just rub myself
Exactly.
off.
That's awesome.
But I think, I mean, that's – she needs to be figuring out how is she orgasming the best, and it's not something that – I mean, it's definitely – you need to know, but it's not your responsibility to try to get the position that's going to
exactly
get her off. You know, she needs to also kind of communicate to you what's
right.
getting
this
her
is
off.
Good. Yeah, this is not like your job, her job. It's like together. I mean, mm-hmm. she's got to figure it out, but then you guys can talk about it together. Mm-hmm. And maybe you could make your own home flick. Speaking of home flick, okay, I have to give a shout out to our new sponsor, Fire TV. Oh my God, you guys saw this last night. Mm-hmm. So Fire TV, F-Y-R-E TV, is my new favorite thing in the whole world. They have a set-top box for your television set, and they have about 15,000 titles of porn. They're like the Netflix of porn, and they gave me one to try. So it's all porn. You can sort it by categories. You saw the categories. It was like anal, analingus. It was like black, white, brunette, blonde. What else is there?
Big
like
boobs,
facials,
threesome,
big
squirting.
Boobs. Squirting.
Superheroes, maybe? I was on there. I don't know.
Superheroes, squirting, threesomes, two men and a woman, two women and a man. Like, it was every – there's like 100 categories, 15,000 titles, and I just want you all go to Fire TV. You can check it out on – you can watch it on your iPad. You can watch it on your phone. You can watch your television. You can do it anywhere, and it is just – it's just a great user interface, and I think they're amazing, and I'm never leaving my house again. I'm afraid I might develop a problem because there's so much amazing porn, but I think I'm equipped to deal with it if that happens. So FYRETV, FireTV.com, everyone go check it out because they have great plans. You can buy it by the minute. You can buy 15 minutes. You can buy an entire episode. It is the coolest – like, ask me what I'm doing this weekend.
What are you doing this weekend?
Watching porn.
Really?
Yeah. That's nice. All I'm doing. So I just wanted you to know that.
What
and they saw it. They came
what
over. They're staying with me. Rena and Sarah are staying with me. And they came over last night. I'm like, wait till you get here. I've got this new box. It's the hottest box. It's the hottest box you'll ever own.
Yeah.
Fire TV.
It's great. And then we got busy and I wanted to just sit around watching that.
I know. And then we had to go out. And I'm like, really? Do we have to leave? Okay. So I got to just do that. Okay. Here's another one. I want to share the following question with you. Is it wrong for a man to love and have long-term relationships with more than one woman? Al. It is not wrong. It is not wrong. There are many people who do that. People in open relationships, polyamorous relationships, people who are swingers, people who are...
And it's, I think, the only thing is, I wouldn't say, is it wrong for a man to love more than one woman? It's not wrong for anybody to love anybody, right?
Right.
I would think.
No, love as many people.
Why can't you love, as many people?
You should. I don't think it's a problem personally, but I don't know what your goal is, Al. Like, but I think that a lot of people are actually – I think society kind of knocks that down and we think it's not okay because monogamy is a norm. But really, if you look at it, it's still up for debate. Are we all meant to be monogamous?
Yeah, monogamy.
I'm not so sure about it. Mm-mm. I think monogamy is an epidemic that's going to be dead in 100 years.
Well, and we have to look at it from a cultural thing too, from the United States. You know, we practice monogamy. Where did it come from? It came from religion. Right out of religion. That's where marriage is created.
Right.
I'm personally not a religious person, so – and I don't know. You have to look at the evolution, and we thrive the best in small groups of people where we share everything.
Exactly.
Sexual partners,
raising
children. And
you can also ask yourself, can I love more than one person? Because if some people don't.
Some people
are kind of monogamous, and they just
exactly.
want one person. Other people really, you know, like myself, I've been in loving relationships with multiple people, and I really genuinely love more
right.
than one person at a time. So if you do love more than one person, then the answer is yes.
Exactly. That's a great question. Okay, I think we're going to get into you guys now.
Get into us.
Yeah, look at that.
Okay, or
so
let me
reset here. Okay, so these are just a bunch of questions. I'm not going to get all these questions. Okay, but this is the thing. This is Dr. Sarah. She's a sexologist, and she's was my classmate in school. And this is her friend Rena. And they have had a lot of fun sexual experiences together and separately. And you're now a sexologist and you're a professional dominatrix, Sarah. And I just want to talk about, okay, so we already defined queer. Okay, so talk about your guys' experience together. Like last night we were at dinner and I'm like, okay, they're like, what are we going to talk about in the show? I'm like, well, and they're like, then they got into a story about how the three of them were together. You were seeing one of your clients and then you were fisting her. So
oh, yeah.
I don't even know where to start. I'm like, okay, that's what we're talking about.
She loves fisting me.
I do.
Okay, talk about fisting.
Great.
What is fisting? Do you know it's like a very common search term on Google? People don't know what it is. So what is it?
So fisting is basically inserting your entire – I mean, they call it handballing as well as an alternative term, but is where you insert your entire fist into an orifice.
Make a different – yeah, there we go.
Yeah, I mean, so you insert
it's not really
like
your
this.
Fist. Right.
No,
oh,
you,
the,
so it's like you insert
okay,
like
show,
this.
Right.
But your fingers will sort of naturally fist. Curl. Because
and I like to call it fisting because I actually do this motion, whereas handballing is more of like a nicer term where you can just kind of like move your wrists like this, and that's good for some people. But in my situations, I like to.
And how was that for you? Had you ever been fisted before?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I love fisting.
What does it make you? Do you have an orgasm?
Yeah,
or do you?
It's really. I mean. It's a really intense sensation, especially if you have her, like...
ramming it.
Yeah.
I love... Yeah.
If you're getting rammed. But, I love it. It's just a really intense sensation. It's also... I mean, if you have a fist in you, you're getting contact with everything that's in the vulva. So you're definitely going to get hard pressure on the G-spot, which I love. So... And it also, If you don't like that kind of hard pressure, then it might not be for you. Also, you can get really hard pressure on the cervix and behind the cervix if that's something that you're into those sensations. That's
but you won't know
awesome.
Until you try.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, and now tell me this. You guys are an adult friend finder?
Yeah. I'm like just starting. I'm a newbie in the internet dating kind of world.
And everyone's doing it.
Well, you know, I've been going up steps and steps. So I did like OkCupid, which is the fucking lamest website. Yeah, I hope that they're not going to sponsor you. But
not yet.
No, no. And then I moved to like Plenty of Fish, which is also just stupid as all hell. And then I was like, you know, I need to figure out because I'm a chick. And so women are – it's so hard for women to get like – I think to get – to find, you know, I mean like – gay men, have you ever heard of Grindr?
Yeah, talk about it all the time.
Jesus Christ, if they have that for women. Like, holy shit, that'd be amazing. But so I found out Adult Friend Finder, and so I made a little profile on there, and I don't know.
And you get a lot of people, like, do you get clients? Is it clients, or did you just find people to hook up
just
with?
Just a hookup, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In your area.
It's like bootycall.com.
Yeah.
Like,
it is,
friends
right?
with benefits, like...
Just fuck me type of thing, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's, you know, I'm kind of getting over it. Like, I'm like, all right, I did that, and...
Okay. Well, how do you find your people that you guys want to be with? So you guys hook up. So you guys have had threesomes. What do you think is a tip for a successful threesome? That's like my top question is about threesomes.
Get in there. Because here's the thing is what I've noticed whenever I'm having group sex with people is if you get into that situation, this is so funny when we went out the other night, I had somebody proposition a threesome with me, but they weren't like, they weren't getting it in the sense that if you're going to do this, do it. Like, don't get nervous. Don't chicken out. Don't, like, get all awkward and be like, who's going to make the first move? Oh, God. You know, like, what do we do? Which is what's so often. I mean, if you're going to – it's so much fun. And you just got to kind of, like, just start. Just go for it. Start making out. Don't
be afraid.
And
don't
– talk about it, you know, and then create your ground rules and then go for
what
it.
What were you going to say, Rita?
Well, people often, like, they – you know, there's – there ends up being all this, like, I don't want to say competition, but it's like, oh, I'm not being included enough. Or,
right.
I'm not blah. When you're in a threesome, like, it is totally your responsibility to get what you want. Each person's going to go in and be like, this is what I'm thinking when I was going to have a threesome with Sarah Miller, I was like, what I really want is for her to, like, shove this guy's cock in my face and then eat my pussy. So, like, make it happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, if that's what you want, like, you know, find 10 minutes where that can happen.
Did you do that? Did you make it happen?
Yeah, but...
What?
Oh.
Well, what happened?
So, yeah, I mean, like, I was kind of like... It's funny because I think with Rena and I, okay, I've been told I'm intimidating like 5 times this year by different sexual partners. It's fucking annoying. And we were told in the last threesome we had, they were like, you know, somebody was like, wow, this is like really fucking intimidating. And I don't know why. What do you think
it is about intimidating? About what you're doing is intimidating, or just like your presence is intimidating?
Well, and I think when I say like, you know, people are like, well, what are you in school for? I'm like, human sexuality. Instantly people
are
like,
oh, that's why I can't tell guys what I do. I can't tell men, or I can't tell anyone what I do anymore. For
I stopped talking
about it when I was like, I was at this guy a few weeks ago, or I met this guy at a bar, and he was like, what do you do for a living? I'm like, let's not talk about that. And then my friend comes up, he goes, do you know who you're talking to? Sex with Emily. I'm like, oh, my God, can we not lead with the sex thing? Because guys' brains are women.
They can't handle it.
Yeah,
they can't. That's so funny.
It's
so
like too much pressure or something.
So what about a couple? Okay, what about the situation of a couple that's together bringing in a third? Like they're really they've been talking about it, but they're a really good couple. Don't you think relationships could fall apart that way too if they start a threesome?
They can fall apart for any number of reasons. Mm-hmm. And it's not because you're having a threesome. It's because you're having miscommunication.
Yeah.
And I think a big thing too, getting what you want. You said that awesome,
that's,
Rena.
That's really great.
Because I've experienced people, like, and this is always usually from a guy that I've experienced it from, is a male coming up to me and saying, you know, like, I didn't get enough attention.
Uh-huh.
You're ignoring. And I'm like,
get in there.
You don't have a fucking, like, you don't, yeah, you're not penetrating me with your fingers or your tongue or your dick. And you're not hard. You're not into it. You're not whatever.
Right.
You get all like butthurt, and then you go to the corner and you sit there and it's like, when are they going to like start licking my balls? Fuck off. Get in there.
Or shove your balls in someone's face if you
Walk
want them licked. This is a threesome.
Yeah.
This is a free-for-all. Like,
I've agreed to this. Like, if I'm doing something, walk over and stick your dick in my mouth. That's great.
Exactly.
And, I think with couples,
stick
too.
Stick your dick in her mouth.
Yeah.
What's the problem, folks?
And I think that's a really good thing with couples. Like, talk about what you want, but also, like, help each other out. It's like, you know, hey, go over and put your genitals over there. Like,
yeah, you know what they want. It's your partner. Like,
you know what turns them on.
Yeah, we went into it, and I know Rena pretty well, I think. So, I mean, I know some things that
you know pretty well.
I'd say you do. I'd say you know her pretty well.
I was able to be like, you know, do this or do that, or this is what I'm going to do, you know. And I think people, it was, you know, I don't want to start barking orders at people, but I'm like, you know.
I love it when you do, though.
Dick in your mouth, you know, in my mouth. And it, yeah,
I'm sure you're intimidating, barking orders and stuff. I mean, you're a dominatrix.
I mean, I don't do that all the time.
I know, but you love it.
I do.
Okay, what are some tips for good oral, performing oral sex on a woman? What would you say are some great tips?
Sloppy.
Sloppy?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Same thing. It's like, get in there, you know?
Get in there.
This is not like...
Get messy.
Yeah, like, put your whole face in there. I mean, this is... If you do not love pussy...
Like the guys
I feel
I've
really
dated.
Bad for you.
Right.
First of all. I don't even get that at all. Because it's this, like... Imagine you're eating, like... Well, maybe a
mango.
Lot of people, a mango or a peach.
Peach, yeah.
And it's, like, the best... most juicy fruit ever. You can't keep the juice off your face. Just put your face in it and start sucking. You know?
I'm like getting turned on right now watching you describe that.
I love it when they make that noise. Oh my god.
Yeah.
That is so awesome. Oh my god. Right.
Fingers. Get fingers too. Like, don't ignore the fact that, like, I mean, for me it's, what do you like getting done on you? You know, I mean, obviously for men, it's a little bit different. You can't necessarily. What do you like? I mean, I can't stand when somebody just walks down there, like, you know, just like takes their tongue and starts kind of like licking like my clit. I like pressure. I like it when somebody grabs my tits or they're like flinging
they
my
the
legs over my. Yeah, put your fingers in my pussy. Put your fingers around the vulva, the labia.
Massage
touch it,
the labia.
Grab the ass.
Right.
I mean, everything. Just kind of, you know.
Men just get so focused. Like, there's like one thing I'm supposed to be doing, or women get so focused. But women are probably
like,
better.
You know, you would think that. You would think that.
That women would be better for
but
their
sex. I'm going to stop right there.
Tell me, some women are not good at performing oral sex.
Fuck,
So what is bad oral sex? When they do what?
I think when they don't listen. When I'm like, hey, this is what pleases me. And then they're like, oh, well, I'm going to totally ignore that and do something else.
Or don't ask.
Don't ask
when they don't ask, right?
Yeah.
Or they, like, I don't know. When I lick pussy, it's like I'm making noises. I'm into it. My eyes are fucking closed. I'm like, oh, this is, I get aroused. Like, I'm dripping to my knees, like, just totally turned on. And it's interesting when I kind of look down and I'm like, you look like you're doing a job that you don't really want to be doing.
There's some guys who don't like, they don't like it. That they
really
don't
like,
I'm like, guys don't like the vagina. I'm always say this. I'm like, there's men or vulva I know, I get yelled at.
Can you say erotic material?
Erotic materials. There are a lot of men, and I've been with, unfortunately, a lot of them by mistake, that don't like the vagina. They're like, and you can tell, that they don't like the vagina. They're like, I'll take the vagina. I'll bone the vagina. But I don't want to get into it. I don't care what it looks like. I'll lick it for two. How about the guy? Or woman, whatever, but man, let's just typically with men, who their situation is like they go out for like a minute.
Yeah, what is that?
A minute.
What's that do?
1 minute. God. Don't even waste your time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Don't you? And
you should have gotten
like
a glass
it.
Of water or something at that minute.
Yeah.
Like, don't even, like, 1 minute, and then you think, oh, I'm all turned on. We don't have a switch. We don't have a switch like men do. Mm-mm. We need time to warm up. And you're going to be down there for a while.
Yeah.
And so the guy should do like the 1 minute, like you know, pussy lick that's just, you know, requisite. Requisite, like, I'm just going to pretend that I perform oral sex and then I really didn't. That
and then spend, like, a one whole minute, like, just looking at it. Just looking at it.
Yes, blowing.
Yeah.
Like, right. Before you even get in there.
Yeah, before you even touch the thing.
She's so hot.
I know.
You guys are so cute.
Well, and then, I mean, hot. You're going to eat that pussy for, like, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, for me to come or for other people that I've been with to come, like, to orgasm, it's going to take 45 minutes of good quality, like, pussy licking. And then keep going.
Even if it takes less, like,
right.
It could take longer, right?
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Like, why you got to rush
well,
to the
like,
finish
when
line?
I've said that, like, when Madness is here, he's like, really? Like, 15 minutes or 20? I'm like, yeah, a lot of women.
He pre-ejaculates. So, yeah, obviously he's going to think it takes 2 minutes. He's got pre-game, and then he fucking
he doesn't pre-ejaculate. He pre-games.
Games, so he doesn't pre-ejaculate.
Let's not say that he might pre-ejaculate. He's never shared.
You can tell Menace that I said he's a pre-ejaculator. Okay. And that's not a bad thing.
We're okay with it. So what is like the worst move then that someone can make on you? Like, we're talking about better sex. Like, what's like bad sex?
What's bad sex?
Yeah. So if you think about a situation in your head that's bad, what did the person do, man or woman, that was like, oh, really? You did that? Is there anything? Like, for example, I hate when a guy, like, pushes your head down. He's like,
oh, fuck
I've got
that.
He's
oh,
like,
wow.
It's like, I know your penis is there, and I know it's probably hard. Like, I know that I have that option. Do you really need to push my head down there?
Oh,
no.
Yeah. Sick. Ugh. I haven't had that in a long time.
Well, me neither. Well.
That's horrible.
I have.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Smack him.
So what else? So what would you say is your biggest turn on?
What's my biggest? I think throw down. Like, if I'm going to have sex, like, if we're having a sexual situation and somebody wants, like, it's just that want. Throw me up against a wall. Throw me on that bed. Mm. Fucking rip my clothes off. Like, you're so turned on, you're getting lost in the moment.
Right.
That, to me, is so hot. So many times people just get, like, really apprehensive. Will you make the move? What are we doing? What's going on? And I'm like, I am dominant, but I love to be with other people who are dominant. Like,
do you?
Fuck yeah. Uh-huh. Like, you can tie me up, hold me down, and let's go for it. That's awesome.
What about you?
I love to be teased.
You like to be teased?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Really?
Me
yeah.
too.
And I mean that, like, shit. I don't mean, like, tease, like...
You want it.
Like,
you
have small boobs, like the guy who wants a small penis.
Right. Like, I don't want to be, like, humiliated.
You don't have small boobs. I just meant, like,
I mean, they
the
are,
penis
but...
No, I didn't even look at your boobs. No, I didn't even look at your boobs. I was equating it to the small penis
yeah.
guy earlier.
Not, like, in the sense of
fabulous.
Humiliated,
my?
But...
Yeah.
Thanks.
Look at that shit.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you.
So show the webcam.
My webcam. They like my boobs. Okay. So you like to be teased. I love to be teased, but how do you explain the tease? Like, when you say that, what's your perfect teasing scenario? How would you break down teasing?
Like, when you know I'm going to go there, just hold it.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, it's almost like withholding. It's like, you know exactly what I want and you're not giving it to me. Oh, it makes me want it so much more. You know
right.
what I mean?
So just hold out. Like, touch around the area.
Yeah.
It's like, touch
exactly.
the thighs, but don't quite go in for the
exactly.
prize yet.
And I'm also into, like, I'm kind of into breath play. Like, I love, it's like, you're almost going to brutalize me, but not.
Right. I like
Being
it.
In like a couple of minutes, but I'm not sure when. Because it's like a surprise, you know what I mean? It's like all this anticipation. Mm-hmm. It's like flirting.
Right, exactly.
So, I love
the
foreplay.
Tease.
I love the tease.
Foreplay. Oh, yeah. We all, women all love, please take that away today, men listening. That women love, we need
please.
It. We love it. Please.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to do like foreplay movement across
like,
America.
If you like err on the side of that caution, you'll probably do good a lot of times. If not, and you have someone like Sarah Miller who you just need to throw down. She'll tell you.
Well,
she'll be like, come on, dude, bring
let's
it.
Do this. But I mean, and I think
you know, a good tip for people, you know, for men is, or for couples, is just, you know, decide not to have penetration during a sexual encounter. Uh-huh. So we're going to fuck, but I'm never going to stick my dick in your pussy. Like, right. That's not going to happen this entire encounter. So that's going to require us to find other ways
exactly.
to get off.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, pretend, like, great take practice. It off the table. Take intercourse off the table and just spend time in foreplay. Like, that's what women want. And I think, I always say this, that I think that men are so used to being maybe shut down when they're younger that they're like, I got to get to it really quickly or else you're going to say no. That's my theory. That's my theory.
Yeah, totally.
Why men?
And it's so sad.
It's so sad. So like, I just got to keep going. Like, I'm going to even skip your breasts. I'm going to go right to your pants. Though, it drives me insane.
I think that's more from masturbation. I had this conversation with somebody about like how guys don't make noise when they have sex. I've been having a lot of lovers who it's like, I am loud. You can hear me down the block. Uh-huh. I'm sorry, Rena.
No, it's cool, girl. Luckily, I sleep like a rock. But.
Yeah, but you can hear. I mean, you can hear my vibrator on the
lot. You guys are roommates too, right?
We live across like a sliding doors from each other.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's awesome.
And it is fucking awesome. Yeah, it's like I'm like, Rena, come over.
Yeah,
dude's coming over
us.
In 10. But I don't even know what else.
And you bring
about.
Okay, so what would you say in Pat, because we got a few minutes left, what would you say is your if I said to you, what is your number one sex tip? Like if someone was like, I just need a really good sex tip, like what would you say is the most important thing that you could convey to someone?
I feel like I've said a lot.
Yeah.
But I think number one, just because this helped my friends is you're in charge of your own orgasm. You're in charge of your own sexuality. So if you're going to have sex with somebody, awesome. But you're in charge of that. So if you want to come, it's not the other person's responsibility. And, you know, so if you live by that, then you need to take actions to get what you want.
Okay.
In a consensual way. Make sure you get consent. And it's got to be active and voiced. Say yes. Don't just not say no.
Beg for it.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
What about you, Rena? What's your top sex tip for men or women?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm kind of like in the same boat. Like, make sure you get your needs met. Masturbate during sex.
Absolutely. You know, like, get your needs met.
It's, you know, and
take over sex. It's not the man or the woman's, your partner's responsibility.
And find things hot, you know, like stretch your boundaries. If you find yourself feeling like a very limited number of things turn you on, try to stretch your boundaries.
How would you do that?
Fantasize. I mean, in like we were talking about that, the
permission,
small penis kind of thing. It's like people are afraid of things. You can flip that switch and turn that into eroticism.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Fear and eroticism are not that far apart. So
just
experiment with yourself. Take yourself there. Picture something that you would normally find totally disgusting and try to get turned on by
it. That's a great tip.
And a lot of the reasons you might not be able to, you're judging yourself like, oh my gosh, it's so disgusting that I would be turned on by blah. Let all of that go and just practice being turned on by something. It doesn't mean you have to go out and have sex with a dog. It just means like, that's a little bit on the like extreme side. Maybe for some people, but you know, experiment with being turned on by things that maybe you wouldn't normally. It's okay.
Give yourself permission.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself
You don't have to do it every time.
I was going to say maybe too for Rena is like, if your dicks are going to touch during double penetration, it doesn't make you gay. So don't be concerned with your sexual orientation.
Oh, yeah.
This is like my fantasy of being double penetrated, which I can't get fulfilled because...
Why? Can't you find two guys to have sex with you?
I mean, I feel like I've been looking for years. And what always ends up being the issue is it's like, oh, yeah, I'll totally double penetrate you. And then they freak out at the last minute because I don't know what. They think they're going to be gay or whatever. Or for me, I'm like, you're too straight. Ultimate fantasy for me is... getting double penetrated and the guys are like making out over my shoulder because that's hot. Like,
right,
I don't want to be screwed by two people who
can't look at each other.
Right, exactly.
Touch each
they're
other.
Like, oh, I don't want to see. I feel like men have this fear about having another penis in the room.
Right. Mm. Or being sensual with another man in the room. And that to me is such a turnoff. So,
post it on the interweb what you're looking for.
Some permission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should.
Oh my God, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
How do we find you? What's your website or where can we people?
So you can find me on FetLife as Lady Bandita. I've been on your show before. I don't even know.
You're going to get your all practice set up.
I'm going to get my doctor on. So.
Okay, congratulations. Thank you guys so much for being on the show. This is awesome. Anything else we have to say that I'm forgetting? Code word? Oh, what's your safe word? We had a question from a listener. Jess and San Mateo had a question. What's your safe word?
My safe word? I like the red, yellow, red, orange, yellow, or red, yellow, green, goddamn. But my number one
favorite safe word is the name of my band, which is Dangerous Nonsense.
So you'll that say dangerous nonsense when you want them to stop?
It's a fantasy. Oh, no, I make them say that to me.
Oh, I see,
otherwise,
of course.
Just like red.
Red, because yeah. Red is most intense.
Yeah, yellow. Red is stop the scene, yellow is stop what you're doing right now, and green is just keep on going.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Thank you so much, guys. Okay, thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.